Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show. Boom goes the dynamite. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I'm, of course, Clay Edwards here on the Clay Edwards Show. Sometimes I say all that so many times, I forget what I did and didn't say. It happens to the best of us, or the worst of us in my case. We're live here this morning. Kind of a cloudy morning. Nice little ride in today. Not a whole lot of crazy traffic. Didn't see anything completely insane in my stretch of Jackson that I must go through every day to get here. Nice change of pace. I'll probably get caught up in the inevitable chaos of backlog of stupidity on the way home, but the ride here, not so bad. Wish MDOT would do what they're going to do with those interstates along 20. They suck. Whether they're paving them, and I ain't complaining that they're paving them, or they're paving them, where they meet up to the interstates. Boy, it's, especially coming westbound, I mean eastbound, right there about Ellis. Son, if you're in that far left lane, right in front of the old Allstate JSU place, right before the Ellis Avenue exit, if you're in that far left lane, it dips so hard that stock vehicles are almost bottoming out. They did a terrible job joining up against that bridge. Terrible. Whoever's in charge of paving that. I don't know. I don't know what the remedy is. Maybe the bridge is sunk and there's nothing they can do about it. But it sucks. Even in my stock vehicle, I have to hurry up. As soon as 220 merges into 20 East, you got to try to get over, which is already probably one of the most dangerous merge areas in the state, in Jackson, because of how fast and crazy people drive right there. You got to hurry up and get over at least to the center lane. And I just watch the vehicles in front of me. They're in that far left lane, like they don't know what they're about to hit. I'm going to keep my distance. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. The Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. Last night, it was week two of the Cordless Corner. Live entertainment, live music, acoustic unplugged, artist showcase competition at Burgers Blues Barbecue in Brandon. Another great crowd. Stayed from beginning to end. That's what's cool about this. Is like the a lot of times the herd will thin out a little bit at these events. Not this one. People got there about 6:30, and they stayed to almost 10 o'clock last night. That's good for business, for Burgers Blues. That's good for the support of the artists. And it's good for the audience. They got to see some great, great artists perform live last night. I'm just steadily amazed at this new crop of musicians in Central Mississippi. There's this little brother and sister duo from Meridian that have been coming over. I believe they're Indian. And they grew up. Obviously, parents loved good music because I went and found their website. They're called Cookie Woo. You know how to spell cookie. And then I think it's WU. If you want to look them up on Facebook, they got a full blown band. They play bars and all that. They do like a hard rock cover stuff, but they love 80s. They love 80s music. Last week, one of them had on a Motley Crue shirt. This week, one of them had on a Poison shirt. It's a girl singer, and her brother plays guitar. They are rock stars. I'm telling you. I may throw an event here soon. I'm seriously thinking about it. And booking Cookie Woo to be the entertainment. Frigging awesome. And there's another little duo of brothers. And I feel bad talking about anybody because I can't remember everybody's name. The brothers, they've been here in this station before when Jim was doing his music show every Friday before Chris took it over, called the Stevens Bros. They play a lot of the bars around here doing the acoustic unplugged stuff. They got some really good originals too. if you see that the Stevens Bros are playing at your favorite little lounge, bar, restaurant, whatever, go check them out. You will not be disappointed. I filmed about a minute or so of one of their original songs last night. It's on my personal Facebook page. Just go search Clay Edwards. My profile picture is the one of me wearing the red shirt that I'm actually wearing right now. So check that out. Really good. I put some pictures up from last night. You can follow Cordless Corner on Facebook too. Just go search Cordless Corner. It's set up as a friend page, not a business page. So you got to send a friend request if you want to get updates. Anyway, we'll be back out there Wednesday night, 7 to 10 again, as we've narrowed it down to 8 contestants. Next week, they got to play some Michael Jackson stuff. I guess probably like 2 Michael Jackson songs and an original, or 2 originals and a Michael Jackson. I don't remember the details, but it'll be getting more complicated as we go. But man, everybody was good. Hayden Hunter was great. Puts off big Zach Bryan vibes, whether he intends to or not. And that's a compliment. So, again, great competition last night. My buddy Jordan Schatz, unfortunately, didn't make it to the next round, but his new album's getting ready to come out. It's going to be a great one. We'll have him here in the studio when it's time to promote the album cycle there. So, Cordless Corner, great time. Thank you to all my listeners that came out last night. It was great seeing you guys. Appreciate the support. It obviously goes a long way when these venues and these businesses see us in there supporting them. You know, when it's time to renew these advertising contracts, they're like, hey, I can physically see y'all in here. So thank you. All right. So has anybody seen this picture? This is a hard to digest in the morning times. If you have kids in the car, I apologize. There's a picture of an old man, surely a Democrat, at a gas station, with his pants pulled down, with a gas pump, stuff somewhere it's not supposed to be. If there's not a greater visual depiction of liberalism in America in 2024, I don't know what is. I just shared this photo to my X page. Just go search at SaveJXN. And as they kind of turned it into a meme now, because y'all know they put this really cool art installation in Times Square, and then another one, I forget where the other side of it was, Peru, for just to make something up here, another country. And it's this big round, looks like a portal from Stargate. And it's an LED screen. It's basically a big Zoom call, but it's in a high tourist area over there, and it's in Times Square here, and it's where everybody can see each other on the screen. It's really cool. It's one of the few things I'm like, that's neat. I like that. Well, it's been shut down already because thought's gonna thought. An OnlyFans model goes up to it. Bunch of kids on the other side. Flashes her boobs. Now, she's an attractive OnlyFans model. I would not have been an upset child or a teenage boy on the other end if I'd got to see that. But as an adult fighting against pornography for kids, I have to call her a pedophile. So leave it to some thought to ruin the whole dang thing for everybody. But anyway, they've superimposed gas pump in the anus man in front of this thing in this meme here. And it's probably the funniest, most disturbing thing you'll see all day. Let's see here. Real quick, too, Apple Podcasts is still not updating again. I went and looked at the numbers last night. Apple Podcast listens and Podbean listens should never be equal. Actually, Apple Podcast is a few percentage points less. If you're using Apple Podcast to listen to this show, you have to physically go to Clay Edwards Show and pull down on the screen for it to update. Sometimes you even got to hit unfollow and refollow. Or what I would do at this point, it's free to listen to the show everywhere. It's up on YouTube by about noon. It's on Spotify immediately. It's on Podbean. There's tons of other apps you can download. iHeart Radio. Plenty other apps you can listen to it on other than Apple. So I would recommend maybe trying one of those apps. If you want to help a brother out, you know, every little bit counts, right? My YouTube page is monetized. It would, especially if you have YouTube Premium and you don't have to listen to ads. Listen on YouTube. You just they have a podcast option now, so that would go a little bit goes a long way. Let's see here. Hey, we're going to get into some stuff. I promise this is going to be a Clay Edwards show. But when people ask us to help, we do. When we can, if it's something I feel like is legit. I'm not going to help y'all raise money for some stuff. But legit stuff, good people, I have no problem. There's a benefit right here in Flora for Brock and Cassidy Thomas. I'm sorry, it's going to be in Madison. It's going to be at Georgia Blue in Madison. They're going to be doing a benefit for Brock and Cassidy on May 20th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. All proceeds will go to the Thomas family during those hours. And here's, I'm just going to read what was sent to me. It said, would you please consider plugging this on your program? This is one of our volunteer firefighters here in Flora, right around the corner from the radio station, 26 years old, never drank or smoked, has an 8-month-old baby at home, and he's been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's Brock Thompson. So, guys, if you got it in your hearts, and I'm sure they've got a GoFundMe and stuff set up too. I don't have all that, but I will effort getting it. I talked to a buddy of mine last night. He's supposed to give me a little bit more information on that today, but I just wanted to make sure I started the show off with asking for your thoughts and prayers, and if you're available on May 20th, from 5 to 9, Georgia Blue in Madison, all proceeds, if you go and eat during that time frame, are going to the Thompson family. That's strong. Good job, Georgia Blue. Good job, Georgia Blue. As high as food costs are nowadays and what it costs to run a restaurant, they're going to take 4 hours of their money and donate. That's a big commitment from a locally owned business. Support local, because we're the people you turn to. They're the people you turn to when you need stuff like that. Could you imagine walking in? I don't want to pick on anybody in particular here. Could you imagine walking in one of these fast food chains or one of these pub style chain restaurants like an Applebee's or a Chili's or Bennigan's? I wish we had a Bennigan's or a TGI Fridays or any of them, and asking them to donate all the proceeds from their money, from their dinner window from 5 to 9 one night to help somebody battle Hodgkin's lymphoma. They would probably call the cops on you and tell you, get on out here. That's why you support local. All right. Let's take a break. Come back. I want to, Jen Psaki style, I want to circle back to the Joe Biden video from yesterday calling out Donald Trump for a debate. I'm going to tell y'all right now, a debate ain't happening. If it does, they're sending a body double up there. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by Boykin Contractors in Florence, Mississippi. Go find them on Facebook. Just type in Boykin Contractors and check out a lot of their before and after work. Man, they're doing some great work on roofing, remodeling, construction, a additions, repairs. They do it all here in the metro area based out of Florence, Mississippi. Licensed, bonded, and insured with the Mississippi Board of Contractors. And that is so important nowadays with some new laws that have passed here recently about what type of work can be insured and what can't through your homeowner's insurance here in the state of Mississippi. So make sure you're dealing with a licensed, bonded, and insured contractor. Look, Bryce Boykin, he's a Christian. He runs his business with honesty and integrity. He's going to do what he says he's going to do. Go read his reviews. Ain't a bad one on there. Check him out now. Boykin Contractors for all of your remodel, repair, and addition needs. Get that deck built. I'm a big proponent of decks. I like decks until July. Then I need a roof over it and a big fan over it, under it. Maybe some walls and a window unit. It's not a deck anymore, is it, at that point? It's an extension to the house, an addition. That's how it be in Mississippi in July. I don't want a deck. I want an addition. You know, I like it Shuckers and Pelican. They have those roll-down plastic windows so they can cut the heater or the air on. I don't know if they have air, but I would have air. Anyway, check them out, man. Boykin Contractors. All right. Joe Biden. In case I missed y'all yesterday morning and you didn't get a chance to hear Joe Biden's acceptance, basically he cut a wrestling promo, attempted to cut a wrestling promo on the great Donald Trump. The Dark Brandon attempted to rise, but I believe he pooped his pants at least six times in 16 seconds. I'm just going to play this, and we're going to count the stop edits it took. I know if you watch my live stream, if you listened yesterday, I'm beating a dead horse, but I think it's important to point this out. How does this old Rudy Poo pedophile, allegedly, think he's going to debate Donald Trump? His brain is going to melt. It's going to turn into tapioca ice cream up there. You know they're going to send him out there in a diaper. He's going to poop his pants. It's just what he does. He's got the, you know, we call it the walking craps. That's Joe Biden. He's a walking crap stain, literally. Just listen to this.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays. Donald Trump lost two debates to me.
And of course, they wouldn't agree to using a nonpartisan debate commission? They're using the CNN nut jobs. I'm convinced they're going to attempt to send a body double out there. They are not sending tapioca brains out there. Pedo Pete. Donald Trump is going to cause, if they send the real Joe Biden out there. I mean, somebody already dropped his cocaine in the West Wing again yesterday. Why is that not the biggest story in the news cycle right now? They found more cocaine in the West Wing headquarters of the White House. Who does that belong? They can tell you who was at January 6th just because they had their phone in their pocket. 4 years later, they're still arresting people at January 6th, but you can't tell me who brought cocaine in the White House? I don't think it's Hunter's. I think it's whatever they're filling Joe's concoction up with, like they did with Hitler. Are we sure it's not meth? That's the only thing that makes me think it might not be Joe's, is if it's actually cocaine, because cocaine don't have that same effect as methamphetamine. Those are two different drugs that just so happen to look similar. It is not a tomato-tomato situation. I think it's Karine Jean-Pierre's. I think she's coked out of her mind when she's doing those White House press statements, press conferences. I do. Coming from someone who's maybe experienced what that feels like and acts like and looks like once or twice or 12 times in his life, in a different lifetime ago, I'm just saying. I think Karine Jean-Pierre is tooting. Toot, toot. Got her a little bullet before she goes out there and does those press conferences. I mean, look how wide open her eyes are. Anybody that's ever done some dope before can tell you Karine Jean-Pierre is yacked out of her mind. Drainage hitting the back of her throat, the whole nine yards. 100% believe it hers. And she makes a perfect fall guy or girl, allegedly, for this. Because her word's not mine. She's the first gay black. She's untouchable in the DEI realm and spear. I'd fire so quick her head would spin. And wish somebody would do something about it. They had to stop this video 6 times for Joe Biden. It's only 14 seconds. So basically every 2 seconds he spoke, they had to stop and edit. He could not form a 14-second sentence without 6 stop edits. And they think he's going to roll out there and debate the Don? Our Lord and Savior? Donald J. Trump? MAGA King? Donald Blumpf? What is it with these liberal nut jobs and the Donald Blumpf thing? Those losers over at the Mississippi Free Press were trying to use that Blumpf lingo with me the other day. I think it was Cledward Dudwards or something. What is this weird German language you speak in, I guess, is what it maybe sounds like. They're obsessed with Nazis, even though they're the ones that hate Jews. Just referring to Democrats in general. I mean, what is that, Donald Trump? Blump? What are you saying? His last name's Trump. What is Donald Blump? You just stick a gas nozzle up your end and change the way you spoke? I mean, I know the answer. We know the answer is yes to that. Every single time. Every single time. All right, let's take a break. Come back. Hey, phone line's wide open this morning. Mazda Jackson, 601-879-0002. What do y'all think is going to happen with the debates? Does it even happen? I'm telling you, that debate ain't happening. There's no way they expose Biden like that unless their plan is to swap Biden out. And maybe they use that as their final linchpin. Say we gotta make him go away. He just pooped his pants and pulled a glitch McConnell on stage. He literally just, his brain melted, and the tapioca ice cream is coming out his ears and nose. Maybe that's it. So maybe it does happen, and they're intentionally setting him up so they can slide Gavin Newsom or whomever the next him, shim, they, them is up on the Democrat list. We'll be right back. I want y'all's answers. 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by Lakeland Glass and Tint. Get over there and see my buddies today for all of your automotive glass repair and replacement needs. Of course, they got Lakeland Glass and Tint in the name, so you know they got you taken care of on all of your ceramic window tinting needs. It's about to be a hot Mississippi summer. Get that ceramic window tinting today at Lakeland Glass and Tint. They can do your home, car, business, RV, tractor. They can do it all. I was passing in this morning and saw some type of earth moving equipment on the back of a trailer, and had the air conditioned cab with the dark tinted windows. I said, that's my guy right there. I love that energy. I love that energy. Probably got it done at Lakeland Glass and Tint. Check them out. And you know they got you faded on your ceramic coating needs. Paint correction, ceramic coating, vehicle wraps. Change the color to one of these fancy matte black type finishes. It ain't got to be black. That's just the one I like. I like the blue too. Come to think of it, I like all of them. Or turn your vehicle into a rolling billboard. Lakeland Glass and Tint has you covered. All of that and more. Paint protection film and everything else. Check them out, LakelandGlassandTint.com. Get your quote today. If you want to get ceramic coating and paint correction, you probably want to go by in person, especially if it's not a brand new vehicle. And honestly, even if it is a brand new vehicle, man, some dealerships aren't as responsible as others with how they take care of new vehicles. Some of them run them through these car washes. They get scratches on them. Maybe you bought it and drove it through one of these, air quotes, in the studio, touchless car washes. Trust me, if you've done that, you're going to need some paint correction before you do the ceramic coating. Let them put their hands on it. Set some realistic expectations, talk money, all that. Lakeland Glass and Tint. Brandy texts in on the Guns and Gear text line, and she doesn't always agree with me, but she does agree. And she's an educator. Brandy's a smart girl. Not somebody I would peg as a conspiracy theorist. And she says they're absolutely. Well, I'll quote her exactly here. I don't want to put words in her mouth. She goes, I totally think they will put a fake Joe on stage for the debate. My response was, me too. No way the real one can do it. She goes, heck no. And here's the part I like. She says, at his best years ago, the Joe gaffe was a trending thing because he could not eloquently form sentences and make strong points. To do that in his 80s almost feels like his team is intentionally setting him up to fail. Again, Brandy is not somebody I would call a right-wing conspiracy theorist by any stretch of the imagination. I think they're setting Joe up to fail here. Now that I kind of play this out in my head, what do you guys think? Guns of Gear Tech, 769-241-1944. Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. So somebody did text in and tell me this. David said, Clay, I believe that was at the Capitol, not the White House. Okay, thank y'all for the update there. I thought it was the White House. Fox News showed a picture of the White House in the post. So I just was like, why are they not calling it the White House? Well, whatever. Cocaine found in high executive areas of Democrat-controlled Washington, D.C. So how about that? Let's see here. Lindsay says on the Guns and Gear text line, for sure a deep fake. For sure. I'm convinced it will be Trump and Gavin Newsom on the ballot in November and not Biden. Here's the thing. Trump ain't going to let them do any shenanigans in person. Like, I was listening to some podcasts last night, podcast live streams, whatever, last night and this morning. You know, a lot of commenters, I don't mean to say a lot of commenters were suggesting that possibly it could be tape delayed and the whole thing be a deep fake. I'm like, Trump ain't falling for that. He's just not at this point in the game. There will be no shenanigans. There'll either be a fake Joe Biden out there, or there will be an intentional public humiliation of Joe Biden. Nobody really thinks. No, there's not. Can't be a single Democrat out there that's being honest with themselves. And I know that's hard for Democrats. There can't be a single Democrat out there that truly believes in their heart of hearts that Joe's even got a puncher's chance. If I'm Trump, to hell with the border. Any of that, I'm going straight to you're a pedophile. Your daughter even said so in her diary. Your son's a crackhead. Mic drop. What you got, dog? Ashley Biden's diary. Say what? You were taking showers with your daughter at 11 years old? Say what? I'm ignoring every question. I want the world to know. Because I think there's a whole world of, we'll call it black Twitter, that doesn't understand what's being hidden from them in the mainstream news. Because they're only seeing what they choose to see. I think you got to put it out there on the world stage. Tell us about Ashley's diary, Joe. Why does she find it inappropriate for you to be taking a shower with her at 11 years old? I've tried to rationalize that in my head any way, form, or fashion to maybe figure out a reason that should ever be a thing. You know, I thought, well, maybe you have a mentally incapacitated child and you had to roll their wheelchair in there and, you know, it's a big roll-in type shower, walk-in shower thing, but you would be clothed. You wouldn't do it naked. I mean, you would at least put on a bathing suit or something, you know, just because you know what's appropriate and what's not. I've tried to rationalize in my head any way, form, or fashion, but we know Ashley Biden is not mentally incapacitated and she's not bound to a wheelchair. You know, I've seen mothers take baths with their young babies. I don't think that's inappropriate. Men take showers, for one thing. We don't take baths. Mainly because I don't have a bathtub big enough for me to woosah in. But there's no excuse for that. Being serious, there's no excuse for an 11-year-old child to be in the shower with a naked grown man. Period. That is so disturbing. And we're just glossing over it. Well, I'm not. The mainstream media is just glossing over that. Like he's not a pedophile. Even his own son referred to him as Pedo Pete. The other pedophile in the family, allegedly. I'm so upset with our black brothers and sisters who so proudly line up to go vote for Joe Biden, knowing all these things. Knowing all this about Joe. See, at least he's not a racist. Neither is Trump. Nobody's ever been able to tell me an example of Trump being a racist. One of the dumb things that they always bring up is that the New York, the Central Park Six or whatever, when he said we should bring back the death penalty for the people that were going around raping or killing people in the park. Oh, no. We should punish criminals. Like black people rally every time black people get in trouble for something and think that if you expect punishment for that, you're somehow a racist. In 2024, 2023, go back as far as you want. The year that black people think everything is racism against them. Everything's just not racism. Sometimes it's called law and order, consequences and repercussions. It has nothing to do with racism. It has to do with right and wrong. Your race has nothing to do with the right and wrong. Lady Justice is blind. Remember that. All right. We got some texts now. Like I said, unknown texter, Trump dated black women for years. You know, I've heard that. I don't remember who it was, but I always think it's funny. Like, white girls that date black guys are the funniest. They think it automatically gives them permission to use the N-word. I can't be racist. I sleep with black guys. Okay. This person also says there's also the possibility that one of their henchmen judges will put Trump on a gag order or in jail for violating some BS court order. Then they could say Biden was willing, but it was Trump's fault. Probably even turned the planned event into a pure Democrat propaganda event. That is definitely something I hadn't considered. I feel like I probably should have. That's why I love getting you guys input and opinions. Yeah, there could be a gag order in place. Biden can break it and taunt Trump, but Biden ain't going to be able to do it. I'm telling you, you walk out there, Joe, why are you taking showers with Ashley at 11 years old? What's so great about that is if you're deep into the internet on X like I am, is watching like the Krasenstein brothers and some of these propaganda operatives try to tell you that it's normal. Like, you think that's normal, huh? Let's add your name to the list. Another unknown texter. Wild guess, any day now, Veep Crackles, Kamala, is going to resign for a tragic and stunning and brave mommy illness. Insert either Gavin or ? Then will pedo Pete away before the debate? It's panic time for the left. Look, man, Mike Baker, that goes on Joe Rogan's show, has been saying it for a while. Joe's obviously been saying it for a while. Plenty of other people. If it's going to happen, it happens now. It happens in June. Let's take a call real quick. Hey, you're on the air. You got about a minute. Hey,
good morning.
Hey,
buddy.
Hey, buddy. We got about 60 seconds.
Real quick. They're going to have Joe some messed up. And I firmly believe that they did that to Hitler to keep him going. And that sucker will be so amped up, he won't know he's in the world. He'd be vibrating. But he'll run out in about 45 minutes.
I don't disagree. I just don't think it's going to work. I think Trump's going to melt his brain. Heck, he barely got through the State of the Union without anybody resisting anything he said.
But I'm going to tell you something. I tend to agree with you. The Democrats want to have him up there to get him annihilated, and then they can replace him. And watch out for Mike Obama.
I know. I don't want to believe that because these idiots, I mean, you should have seen Sean in here the other day when we suggested that. I mean, he perked up, nipples got hard, the whole thing. I mean, you mentioned Obama around the Democrats. They get excited, son.
Oh, yeah. Of course, all those Democrats have spelled D-E-M-O-N because they've all made a deal with the devil.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that.
Amen, buddy. Thank you, brother.
Right.
All right. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, we played Harrison Butker's video yesterday. He's the Kansas City Chiefs kicker who gave the commencement speech at his alma mater, a Catholic college, Benedictine College, I believe the name was. And man, I didn't know we had any based players in the NFL. I rarely, rarely watch unless it's just kind of on in the background. Thanks, BLM and Democrats for ruining football. But I did not know we had some openly based players who weren't afraid to tell it like it is. We played some of his commencement speech yesterday where he went scorched earth on the Democrats, Lord and Savior, Joe Biden, diversity, equity, inclusion, the Catholic Church. He spoke on how a home is a better place for children if one of the parents, in particular the mother, is home. Now, everybody understands in this economy, that's not always possible. Usually both parents got to work. Again, thanks Joe Biden. Thanks Democrats. You're going to destroy the nuclear family one way or another, either through welfare or Bidenflation. And man, people are mad at him for pointing out the obvious. There's a petition on change.org with over 30,000 signatures trying to have him kicked off the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll be right back in 7 minutes, a whole nother hour to go. Boom, shakalaka boom. It's hour two of the Clay Edwards Show, the most incendiary show on the airwaves. Some people love us, some people hate us, but they're all listening. Thank y'all. Either way, whether you're rage listening, you're an anger addict, or you love what we're talking about here, stick around long enough, I'll make you mad, I promise. This is Hour 2 of the Clay Edwards Show. It is brought to you by our friends over at Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. How about our friends over at Men's Health of Mississippi? Guys, are you suffering from low libido, lack of energy, focus? I went by and saw Scott McCullough yesterday, chopped it up with him for a minute, and man, we were just talking about, somebody had texted into the show a while back and said, you know, I hear that testosterone is, the TRT, testosterone replacement therapy is more of a, what do you call it? Where people give you like salt water and try to tell you it's real. It's a medicine. Gosh, dang it. I'm Joe Biden in the morning. My brain turns into tapioca ice cream on words that are just should be easy. Like they, them, well, not pronouns, but easy words. Anyway, some people were trying to say it was fake, that the symptoms were just your brain playing tricks on you. But if you're suffering from fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances, ED, you may be suffering from low testosterone. Placebo. That's the word I was looking for. Nobody had to text it in either. Somebody just texted in. Placebo. Placebo effect. Thank y'all. But I did beat y'all to it. Goodness gracious, man. I used to pick on my buddy Jake Wimberly so bad. When he first started doing radio, he'd have those brain farts and couldn't remember a word or would pronounce a word wrong. And I'd text him like, ha, 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 I'm smarter than you. I know that word. I would never forget that. Man, karma. You live long enough, it will come back around and kick you right square in the buttocks. I have since apologized to Jake for picking on him. It's like, I will never do that again. Because our audiences are so smart that they catch everything. We're all a smarter audience than we are a host, I can assure you. If anybody would like to come give it a try one day, you are welcomed to come give it a try. But anyway, man, check out Men's Health of Mississippi. Doing great things over there for your testosterone replacement. It does such wonders, man. I walked by the mirror yesterday. I'm going to brag on myself for a minute. I saw my shoulders just popping. I did work out shoulders yesterday, but I mean, I'm seeing muscle in places, frankly, I ain't never seen it. Now, I still got some fat wrapped around that I gotta work on, but I'm working on that slowly but surely. I went to Burgers Blues Barbecue last night and ate a grilled chicken wrap, and it was wrapped with lettuce. I did not drink a beer while everybody else was drinking beer and enjoying themselves. I enjoyed 3 hours of live entertainment, a piece of grilled chicken with some bacon on it, wrapped around lettuce and water. So I am efforting for hot boy summer. Anyway, get over there, get your testosterone levels checked today. Guys, it's free. So what do you have to lose? We're offering you something free here. Just text my name, Clay, C-L-A-Y, to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550. Get your levels checked today. Get your life back on track. Y'all have heard Mr. Buddy call in and give his testimony. He gets it from his doctor, not Men's Health, but testosterone is testosterone. Well, I mean, medical grade testosterone is testosterone. I don't know what you're getting from some of these other places. It is life-changing, or at least has the potential to be. Women, don't sell yourselves short either. They offer pellets, the low-dose, time-release pellets for you guys. They just put a little small incision right in top of your buttocks, and man, energy levels, libido, everything, same deal, works great for you. Just not going to turn you into a man or nothing crazy like that. You may have to shave a little more. That seems to be a side effect of testosterone, but you know, that's part of the gas, part of it. You want excess energy, you got to pray. Pay the price to play the game. menshealthms.com. All right, let's do some effing around and finding out. Because a lot of that's happened in the last 24 hours in and around Jackson, Mississippi. Let's start with the Palm Bridges Park murder. We did all national stuff pretty much the first hour. Let's bring it back home, hour two. I was sitting here yesterday, and a couple of our great texters were texting in and said, hey, it ain't on the news yet. There's been a murder at Palm Bridges. But I didn't roll with it because we were doing something else. And I was thinking Palm Bridges over in South Jackson, the homeless encampment where they make meth and all that stuff. Right there on Frontage Road between Savannah and Elton. Man, it's a shame what's happened to that. You know, that was a slippery slope too, kind of like what Rush Limbaugh talked about. That used to be where all the gays would meet up and do gay stuff back in the 90s. And now it's a homeless hellhole. Slippery slope. Hey, that's factual information, by the way. I'm not making that up. I'm just telling y'all the thing you don't like to hear. That was it. I grew up over there. We used to like to go fishing and shoot our potato guns at that park. I had to see all kind of strange things going on in cars. Gross. I thought it was that park somebody got killed at. Then come to find out it was Palm Bridges in North Jackson, one of the two or three parks the city of Jackson actually takes care of. The one right there at the corner of Old Canton and Ridgewood with the tennis building and all there at it. Tennis courts. So I thought the guy was there. I thought the victim was there probably playing an early morning round of tennis, but it appears he was there late night. He comes across this guy somehow or another. He robs him, shoots him, kills him, steals his truck. Body was discovered around 7:15 in the morning. And this idiot decides to pretty much return to the scene of the crime. He's out just joyriding in dude's truck. He kills the guy to go joyriding in his truck for 5-6 hours. Well, I start getting texts and stuff from folks. Hey, high-speed pursuit coming through Jackson County line. It just passed me, almost hit me. All kind of crazy stuff, man. So many of my listeners and friends and online followers were within a very close proximity of this whole thing. Finally, the wreck ends. He totals out dude's truck. Not like he was going to need it back. Let's listen to the WLBT recap of this thing here. And I got some opinions, suffice to say. Here's WLBT.
New information coming in tonight on that breaking news we've covered for you all day.
Jackson police capturing the suspect accused of killing a man at Parham Bridges Park in North Jackson. The man you see here, 19-year-old Davian Lindsay, was booked at JPD and taken to jail about 2 hours ago. He's accused of killing Melvin McNair Jr. and then stealing his truck. Lindsay was then captured a few hours later.
Your side's Morgan Harris joins us live right now with this new information from Jackson's police chief. Morgan.
Yeah, Howard, Courtney, and Chief Wade also wrapped up his press conference about 2 hours ago, and he told us this all started this morning when a Jackson police officer was doing a routine check of the park before the early morning walkers got there. And when she got there, she discovered the body of Melvin McNair Jr. He had been shot and killed, and he later died at Palm Bridges Park. The suspect was later identified as 19-year-old Davion Lindsay. Police then put out a bolo for the victim's truck that he stole from the scene. Hours later, officers used cell phone data to ping the suspect and initially tried to box him in at a Walgreens. Lindsay then led Jackson and Capitol Police officers on a chase. Wade says the chase lasted about 4 miles before he crashed in front of a Jackson fire station not too far from the park. Chief Wade says it was a team effort to quickly get this man off the streets.
Thanks to the hard work of the Jackson Police Department and assistance from the Capitol Police Department, we were able to apprehend a suspect in this case. This is going to bring some closure, but not a final resolution to this family. This was very disturbing on so many levels because so many people in Northeast Jackson used that park.
When police found Lindsay, he had blood on his clothes. They also found the murder weapon and the victim's credit cards on him. Now, no word yet on if the two knew each other or a possible motive, but Chief Wade says that they will be investigating in the coming days to and using cell phone data to figure out if the two did indeed know each other. Now,
all right, so I know this is wildly inappropriate, so I'm going to just say this. I got some suspicions, and I suspect they're going to find out on that phone these two knew each other. I'm going to throw that out there. After some of the photos I've seen, I'm going to suspect these two knew each other. But I'll just that y'all can take a wild yonder of what I'm suggesting. You know, I went to old boys. I'm sorry, not I. One of my friends went to the murderers, the 19-year-old, the little young Talibanian, little Jackson Taliban members' Facebook page, Davion Lindsay. And, I mean, I'm ready to draw the conclusion that he was a member of the Rainbow Supremacy based on some of the photos I've seen. I'm ready to 99.9% draw that conclusion, like so many other young Taliban members are. It's a wild thing in Jackson. I guess the fathers not being in the homes, the matriarchy, whatever it is, a lot of these young kids growing up, these little gangbangers are also members of the Rainbow Supremacy. Some really weird stuff going on in the hood right now. There's a little gang in South Jackson that call themselves the Taliban. I've just been calling them the Taliban because they act like terrorists. And come to find out, there's a real gang called the Taliban. It's a bunch of 14 or 15-year-olds that literally run South Jackson. Literally. Run South Jackson. Not that they couldn't come in and be taken out real quick and taking back control of South Jackson, but who really wants to control of South Jackson? It's like your empire of dirt. I keep referencing Lord of the Flies. That's really what it reminds me of. What's going on over there? I mean, you could go take out 100 of these little trash bags, and just 100 more would sprout up. They'd have some GoFundMe set up. Their mama would be crying. They have some shirts with them airbrushed on them like an album cover, with some hands praying. Fly high, homie. Some sad songs playing in the background. Some I miss my homies. By 2 p.m., somebody be twerking on the casket. I've seen the videos. I'm not making any of this up. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. Ty says, are you calling these gangbangers that have no lives, wives, or money gay? I ain't saying, I'm just saying. You got a pink shirt and a bunch of little pink hearts in your Facebook picture filter. I'm leaning to a hard yeah. Not that anything's wrong with being gay, by the way. I'm just saying it's strange that a bunch of people who are running around terrorizing a city, killing folks, stealing cars, that's just not the gay I grew up around. I mean, like the gay folks I grew up around, very peaceful individuals. They weren't gangbangers. Gay has changed a lot. I need Cat Williams to talk about this better than I can, because there's just things I can't say. Cat Williams can get away with it. I need Cat to understand what I'm trying to say here. I mean, gay has changed a lot since the 90s. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. to the Clay Edwards Show. We're live here on WYAB. This segment brought to you by our friends over at Foremost Foundations and Repair. Residential. Ooh, wrong piece of paper there. Wrong piece of paper. I got it floating right here somewhere. Foremost Foundations. I do apologize. I promise I'm usually more prepared than that. Got seven sheets of paper for one ad read, and every now and then you get the wrong piece of paper. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll circle back to Foremost. How about Pure Air Consultants? I got that in my hand. Ever wonder why your AC has stopped working? The common reason for this issue includes issues like a flip switch, a dirty condenser, an improperly sized unit, an old unit, and a malfunctioning thermostat. For over 40 years, Pure Air Consultants has been delivering exceptional cooling systems to Central Mississippi, and they want to offer you a rare gift, a free labor warranty for 5 years. New construction build, thermostat installation, and more financing is available. Pure Air Consultants also specializes in air duct cleaning, air duct sealing, and dry vent cleaning. Make sure the air you breathe is as clean and fresh as possible. Contact them today at mypureairconsultants.com. Mypureairconsultants.com. Ream, a new degree of comfort. Let's go to the Mazda Jackson phone line here. Not sure who we got, but hey, you're on there.
Hey, I caught the tail end of what you were talking about just now before you went to break, and on my way to work.
Gang banging meant something different when I was young.
Yeah, well, I was going to mention something. So, I just because of the nature of my work, I've seen a couple of different kind of groups around Jackson and Madison, and one of which is there's two gay guys in stage auto accidents, and this is not hyperbole. They've been in about at least 200 accidents since 2020, and I've worked on at least four of them.
The same two guys?
They're a couple.
Of course they are. And, are they hitting their brakes in front of people and trying to get them to rear end them?
No, it's usually when you do a parallel left turn.
Yeah.
And you kind of get out in the middle of the intersection, and sometimes the lines are gone, and so you can bump somebody, and it really, whose fault is it, right? So they push for a quick settlement, and they're prolific. I mean, we had one time in Madison where they had three separate accidents on the same day. And they all were going to the same insurance company, one of my clients.
I just know they like getting rear-ended, so I figured that's what it was.
No, it's bad. And then the other thing that's kind of interesting, and both of these folks would probably cut you from stem to stern, but there's a transsexual group that stages auto accidents in Jackson. I'm actually supposed to be deposing one in about 2 or 3 days, but this is my third claim with them. They're really funny.
They are funny. I'll give them that. I mean, when they're in full character, they're funny. But
one of them is kind of funny. Anytime there's a transsexual or a gay kind of violence event in Jackson, she gets interviewed. And I just don't think they checked her record, because she has more arrests than I can name. And it's just hilarious. They parade her out. And she was formerly a guy, and
he's still a guy.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is every time she gets arrested, they throw her in the men's jail, and I guess they don't give hormones in Jackson. So about 2 or 3 weeks later, she has a really scraggly beard.
Wait. Hold on. Do they give hormones in Madison?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I know she gets a beard pretty quick in Jackson.
All right. Good stuff there, brother. Appreciate it, man.
I tell you, I'm not afraid to name names. It's a girl's name.
Don't name it. All right, brother. Appreciate it, man.
All right, see you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah, the last thing I want to do is shine any light on these local nut jobs. Now, if they go commit a crime and it makes it to the news, we'll be all on it. These people are crazy as hell, man. Did you all hear that? 200 accidents this gay couple has been involved in up there in Madison. That's all of their own doings. So they can have a quick settlement, and they just live off that. It's probably a good chance somebody who's been taken advantage of by this plot, this insurance scam, is probably listening right now, thinking to themselves, hold on a dang second. Did I get hustled? What a shame. We allow it. We've allowed insanity to rule the day. This is what you get. Insanity. Let's go to the Guns and Gear text line and see what you guys have to say. Mainly just a bunch of compliments. Thank y'all. And placebo. A lot of y'all knew the word that I could not quite get off the tip of my tongue. I want to circle back to one of Reaganken's texts here. He's always so well thought out and well-centered that I hate when I don't read his text. Reagan, that's a little long there, brother. But we'll give it a run here. This is going back to the Biden-Trump stuff. It says, how many times does Biden have to surprise America? The strategy of low expectations has worked for him over and over. He totally ran over Sarah Palin and Paul Ryan in the VP debates. He looked more presidential in the debates against Trump. He has done very well at this State of the Union addresses. In between, he has looked like a buffoon over and over and over every time he gets behind a mic. I do not agree that he did anything better than Trump at all. I completely disagree that he looked more presidential than Trump. I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not, but for the sake that you're not, I don't think he looked very well against Trump at all. He did not win a single debate against Trump. No way, no how. Anyway, he says he has done very well at his State of the Union. But the bar of expectations was so low, the fact he finished his State of the Unions makes him look like he did well. He did terrible. I mean, he called the girl that got killed after a football coach. And then had to apologize for calling her murderer an illegal alien. Or illegal immigrant or whatever he said. Anyway, continuing on, he says, don't underestimate him. If you are seen as incompetent, any decent performance will look good to viewers. Remember the Reagan-Mondale second debate before my time. Trump should not go to the debate on fire. He should be cool, deliberate, calm, and respectful. His biggest personal flaw is his mouth, making him not look presidential. He should treat Biden as the elderly man with mental issues that he is. Remember, even though the election was stolen, Trump lost women. If he looks respectable, respectful, and like a statesman instead of a man who cannot control his mouth, he can get them back. See, the whole Trump lost women thing, and Sean tries to beat that drum too with polling. Trump don't do well with women. Trump does very well with women. It's what's got him in trouble. I don't believe that women, I know there's some middle class liberal nut jobs out in places like Madison, these upper middle class soccer moms that ain't got nothing else to do. Sit around and drink wine all day and try to solve the world's problems. It's a great job if you can get it. Trump didn't lose them. Let me get that clear to y'all. Trump did not lose them. They were never in his camp to begin with, and he won 2016. The election was stolen in 2020. There was no Trump lost anybody. They stole the election. In 2024, these erratic polls that say Trump's not skewing well with women. Well, if I go down to New York City or any major metropolitan area, even in the reddest of red states, if I go interview women in Jackson, Mississippi, and I ask them how they feel about Trump, I hate him. Polls are very easy to skew based on where you poll at. Well, these are red state polling. Yeah, but look, man, we all know there's a lot of very liberal women in Madison County. And we all know that Jackson, there's a bunch of lefties. And let's just be honest, lefties love polls. I mean, I've got a thing sitting on my desk right now at the house to be a Nielsen person to take part in the Nielsen ratings. I haven't even opened the envelope to do it. Conservatives just don't dive into that with the enthusiasm that Democrats do. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by A1 Gear and Auto. Get over there today, Highway 49 South, Florence, Mississippi, and let Justin and his team get all your problems diagnosed and repaired today. Well, you may not be able to get it repaired today, but you can get it diagnosed, see how much it's going to cost you, and get back on the road. You know, they do work on air conditioners, too. We just did an ad read for Pure Air Consultants for your home or business. How about that air conditioner in your car? You know it ain't blowing as cold as it needs to. Get over there, let them check it out, top it off with some Freon, all that good stuff. Check engine light on, let them tell you what's causing that. TPMS light on, put some air in your tires. I can tell you what's causing that. Anything, any other problems, get over there, let's see, man, whether it's brakes, car running hot, any issues. But what they specialize in, whether the leader in the industry locally here is your ring and pinion, your rear end, it's even in their name, A1 Gear and Auto. Let them check out your rear end gears, your front end gears, your transfer case, all that stuff, and get you rolling today. The only thing they don't work on is diesel engine repairs. We have a sponsor here. I believe it's Mayo Auto Clinic out in Raymond. They work on diesel engines. They sponsor Kim Wade's show. I hear the commercials all the time. So get over. If you've got a diesel engine you need repaired, take it out there. Anything else, A1 Gear and Auto. Tell them I sent you. They got some Clay Edwards Show stickers, or at least they did. Get over there, see them. Also, got a stack of Clay Edwards Show, the FAFO stickers, the ones that everybody seems to like so much. Got a stack of them sitting at Noel Daniels Motor Cars as well, right there in Brandon. So just go grab one off the counter. Be a motor company, Noel Daniels Motor Company, excuse me. Be courteous. Don't take more than one or two. You know, let other folks get them. But we definitely appreciate y'all smacking them on your cars, toolboxes, side-by-sides, four-wheelers, race cars. I've seen all kind of pictures. Thank you all so much. Thank you all for taking pictures wearing those FAFO shirts, too. Those pictures of you guys wearing those shirts helps me sell more shirts than anything else I can possibly do. Every time I post a picture of somebody wearing one, a real human being that bought one, I sell a few more. So I appreciate that. So, hey, with all that said, if you want a shirt, buy FAFO.com. Shoot me a picture. I will post it on my social media. If you send me the picture, I'm taking that as permission to post. If you don't want your face posted on social, don't send me the picture. Somebody just posted in the Clay Edwards Show Facebook group. There's a house over in Cross Gates that is... And the homeowner is clearly upset with the city code enforcement in Brandon. They have a F city code enforcement flag hanging outside the front of their house. And it's every bit of three times bigger than the American flag it's beside. Now, they spelled F. They flipped the words around a little bit, so it's not, so don't spell out the cuss word. It's F-C-U-K. I guess it's legal for me to say that on the air. I hope. And I just, you know, they're lucky Cross Gates doesn't have a homeowners association, because that flag would also get them a fine from homeowners association. Big old fine. Look, man, coming from Jackson, 43 years in Jackson, and only seeing the code enforcement people when you try to open a business or they're mad at you for something, I'm just going to be honest, it's kind of a welcome sight. You go live somewhere that doesn't have any code enforcement officers, Jackson, and then get back to me. I mean, they got a couple guys, man. My buddy Dave that I grew up with, he's a code enforcement guy for Jackson, but what I mean is they don't have enough. They need more. They need a lot more. though. Go somewhere that it's not enforced. And then come back and tell me if you appreciate them or not. Are they a pain in the butt when they focus in on you? Absolutely. Do you hate them when they're focused in on you? Absolutely. My buddy Johnny was building a fireplace or something in his backyard, or doing an extension or something, an addition on the house or something. And they honed in on him. And I mean, he told me a story like he was ready to fight them at his house. So I get it. I tried to open clubs in Jackson and listening to an idiot try to say architect one time, I thought my brain was going to turn into tapioca ice cream, just melting right out of my ears. Just I was going to do my best Joe Biden. He told me I needed a architect. I was like, I need a what? Architect. I was like, you work for the city and you talk like this? Now, this was 15 years ago. Just imagine how bad it is now. I mean, just tell me I need a bigger doorway. I don't need an architect to tell me I need a bigger doorway. You know what? Now that I think about it, that didn't happen with me. That I got my story. I did have a similar situation. That happened to Chip Matthews. That story was them trying to tell Chip Matthews about something one time when he was opening a club that he needed an architect. That may have been 20 years ago. They had already thrown the English language right out the book. We don't speak English no more. Let's see here. I posted a video on my X account last night. It's already well over 100,000 views. Somebody sent it to me on Facebook. And it's a bunch of young black inner city Taliban members, 14, 15 years old, up in Memphis. And I could find a dozen videos like this in Jackson right now if I looked. Probably on Snapchat, Instagram, apps like that. These thugs did this Facebook Live thing with I've grown tired of talking about trash, but it's what we do here. Man, it's about 15 or 20 of these little young Taliban members showing off all their guns. They're in the middle of a parking lot at some ghetto apartments. They've got ARs, AKs, Glocks with the big extended clips. Every gun you could imagine. And look, I'm a pro 2A guy. Y'all know that. I don't have to explain that. I don't have to put no caveats on that. And everybody in the comments are like, oh, conservatives mad now. Mad that the blacks are taking advantage of the Second Amendment. Now, these kids are 14 or 15 years old, and every one of them are illegally possessing a gun that I assume is probably stolen. I would talk about a gang load of white kids doing the exact same thing, the same exact way. I mean, can you walk around downtown Brandon with your AR-15 and Banana Republic shirt on like you're a Boogaloo boy? You can. I've seen people doing it. You look like an idiot. Yeah, I mean, you just do. You look like an idiot. I'm going to hurt some feelings here, but a lot of you open carry folks look a little silly. Like, hey, shoot me first. I got the gun. That's just my opinion. So if there was a video out there with a gang load of little Tylers and Cadens in it, showing off all their guns, talking about shooting people, pointing the guns at the cameras, I'd be hell on them too. I would probably be harder on them because I don't get the racial kickback. You know, like for whatever reason, you're not allowed to call out the other side without being called a racist. And that's been my biggest problem the last few years with the other side is you should be the ones calling this out, not defending it. That's what 99% of my disdain is about. you guys play this I'm my brother's keeper, right, wrong, or indifferent card, and it's caused your communities, and by default our communities, to turn into borderline third world hellholes. Beasley Atkins ain't no better than South Jackson, to be honest. I ain't stopping at a gas station at Beasley Atkins no more than I'm stopping at a gas station on McDowell Road. I just got a puncher's chance of getting back into Madison County before I die if something pops off. I wonder how long those dealerships last there at this rate. The dealership's on 55. I mean, I was working there 10 years ago. Gosh, I can't believe it's been that long since I left the Toyota store. 10 years. I ain't been back in that building since. Was in there every day for 6 days a week for 5 years. Man, how time changes. How time things change. Situations change. I left there in, must have been 9 years. But I was thinking then, I was like, man, this is so close to becoming Highway 80. Because we'd have to go get gas in the cars that we sold back over there on Ridgewood, like at that Shell station where the taco truck is, and that gas station on the corner there, like behind, over by Scrooge's and stuff, that gas, that Chevron station on the corner right there of Northside and, not Northside, Ridgewood, and was that Atkins or Beasley, whichever road that is, runs beside it behind the old Twin Peaks and out back there. I just remember just some of the stuff I was seeing then, thinking, man, this is going to go bad, and it's going to go bad quick. I grew up on Lynch Street at my dad's store down there. I know what bad looks like, and I watched how fast it can go and exactly what the signs are, and I saw all those signs right there, and then boom, next thing you know, people getting gunned down right there at that intersection. Those gas station parking lots turn into big soliciting hubs. People just hanging out in them, parked sideways at the pump. No respect for the other customers. I said, man, it's on the way down. It's here. And then all those hotels popped up. Those suite style hotels with the, you got a little kitchenette in them, and people can, they're for, air quotes in the studio, business travelers that need to stay in them for a week. What they're really in is a bunch of crack addicts and prostitutes. They go set up shop for weeks at a time, and they pretty much live in these hotels. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. As we land the plane for the day, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. Today is the 757th episode of the Clay Edwards Show here on WYAB. That don't count extra online stuff you get if you follow me on the podcast, YouTube, Rumble, any of that stuff. Just search Save JXN for all the extra content. I've been doing a lot, at least an hour-long live stream 4 days a week for the last 2 or 3 weeks now. It goes to my Facebook, my YouTube, my X, and my Rumble account. Just search Clay Edwards or Save JXN across those different platforms. Hit subscribe, hit the bell to get notifications, and join us live. We read all the comments live on the air. You can chime in, conversate, argue with people in the comments. Have a good time. All right, guys, I'll be back here tomorrow with Sean Yerkeron. Stay safe, stay blessed. Peace out.